This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel pounded the Gaza Strip from north to south Saturday in an expanded phase of its two-month-old war against Hamas after the United States wielded its UN Security Council veto to shield Israel from a global demand for a ceasefire. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
There were more Israeli strikes in the Gaza Strip on Saturday after the United States vetoed an immediate humanitarian ceasefire at the UN Security Council on Friday. 13 of the Security Council's 15 members voted for the resolution. Britain abstained. Riyad Mansour, the Palestinian UN envoy, said they reject the result.
Ceasefire. Ceasefire. Save lives.
Since the truce collapsed last week, Israel has expanded its ground campaign into the southern half of the Gaza Strip, storming the main southern city of Khan Yunis. The already overwhelmed Nasser Hospital in the city has seen the dead and the wounded through the night on Friday. Residents of the city said on Saturday that Israeli forces were ordering people out of another district, suggesting a further assault could be imminent.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan responded to the U.S. Council ceasefire vote Saturday, saying that a just world was not possible with the United States. Speaking in Istanbul, Erdogan said the United Nations needs to be reformed, adding the Security Council has protected Israel since the war began October 7th and that Turkey did not expect anything different from it. A fire broke out in a hospital on the outskirts of Rome Saturday, killing at least three people. Officials said the blaze also forced the evacuation of the St. John the Evangelist Hospital in Tivoli. Tivoli's mayor's office said patients in the intensive care unit were transferred immediately to other hospitals via ambulance. Less critical patients were moved to a nearby municipal gymnasium, pending transfer to other facilities. Tivoli is a popular tourist destination northeast of central Rome. This is VOA News. A small group of demonstrators staged a very rare protest in Dubai Saturday on the sidelines of the UN climate summit known as COP28. About 25 activists were demanding the release of pro-democracy activists imprisoned in the United Arab Emirates and Egypt, holding up pictures of Emirati prisoners Ahmad Mansour and Mohammed al-Sadiq and Egyptian-British political activist Ala Abdel Fattah. Such protests are usually forbidden under the authoritarian UAE government, where dissent is not tolerated. But as a condition of hosting COP28, the UAE had agreed to allow protests to take place there under UN guidelines that require any demonstrations to be approved in advance and limited to the summit site. A researcher with the international advocacy group Human Rights Watch, Joey Shea, told the Reuters News Service the protest was historic.
We didn't expect that we would get access to the UAE except within the sort of special rules set out by COP28. And it's incredibly challenging to be able to report on the human rights violations ongoing when you don't have access. And when you are here, you are sort of expecting that you're being surveilled and everything that you're saying is being closely watched by Emirati authorities.
Online retail giant Amazon has asked a federal judge to dismiss the Federal Trade Commission's antitrust lawsuit against the company. Associated Press correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Amazon argues the FTC is attacking policies that benefit consumers and competition. Its response came more than 2 months after the FTC, joined by 17 states, filed a historic complaint against the Seattle-based company. The suit alleges Amazon inflates prices and stifles competition in what the agency calls the online superstore market and in the field of online marketplace services. In its request for dismissal, Amazon said the lawsuit faults Amazon for featuring competitive prices and declining to feature uncompetitive ones. I'm Norman Hall.
A Florida theme park announced this week that a rare white leucistic alligator had been born for the first time in captivity at its facility. In a press release, Gatorland said that leucistic alligators are the rarest genetic variation in the American alligator. The theme park said that leucism in alligators causes white coloration, but they often have patches or splotches of normal coloration on their skin. Gatorland president and CEO Mark McHugh explained to the Reuters News Service just how rare the condition is.
So leucistic alligators are unique and different from albino alligators. Now, there was 18 of these brothers were born in the swamps of Louisiana back in 1987. That's how rare this is. There's only 7 of them left in the world. 3 of them are right here at Gatorland.
The new baby alligator has a normal colored brother. They were both examined by Gatorland's veterinarian, who gave them a clean bill of health. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.